It's the radio segment that can't wait to celebrate Full Shave December.
Oh, what?
Eyebrows, too.
Oh, okay. No, don't do that.
He wants his head to look like an avocado pit this winter. It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other candle eaters just don't. His first laser story is out of Michigan. Earlier this month, a woman was watching TV in her living room when a burglar suddenly walked in.
Whoa! Oh, my God. That'd be terrifying.
And she screamed, and her husband chased the guy off and called 911.
Cool.
Police got there quick and were hot on the guy's trail when he ran off into the woods.
Uh-oh.
So they went and searched for a bit, but because it was so dark out, he actually got away.
Whoa. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, my gosh. He's on the loose.
He even brought in a canine unit, but still couldn't find him.
Huh.
It turns out they didn't need to, because the burglar ended up getting lost in the woods and had to call police to come and save him.
Oh, man.
Through GPS locators, they figured out where he was.
Oh,
and
no.
The crook flagged them down when he saw them coming.
Help me.
He's facing charges for breaking and entering and resisting arrest.
It's like, I was surviving on my own urine and berries for 4 hours.
Wait, he resisted arrest even though he called them?
Resisting, not the second time, just the first time.
Okay.
Okay.
They come back, all right,
good
we're here.
Good
question. He's like, okay, now get
now
me.
Leave.
Now leave.
He solicited arrests on the second time.
Got it.
This next laser story is out of Florida.
Ooh, it'll be good.
If you're stealing from a Waffle House, you're probably after one of two things. Either the cash register or beige food.
Very true. A lot of brown food.
Yeah, I'm going with beige food.
But that wasn't the case with this guy. 28-year-old man named Edward Rodriguez walked into a Waffle House recently with his dog, and he announced to all the wait staff and customers that he was there to rob the place.
Oh, my God!
Okay, well.
He shouted, quote, "Get on the ground! Y'all are getting robbed!"
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
Okay. Oh.
So everyone complied.
Yeah.
Edward didn't appear to have a weapon. Instead, he raised his hands high in the air with his fingers out in the shape of a gun.
No!
Winner!
You're
supposed to leave it in your pocket so that it looks like a gun.
I mean,
he
or not.
It out. Okay,
yeah.
Air pistols.
And then the robbery continued, but it wasn't what witnesses were expecting.
Oh, was it?
Because Edward just grabbed some napkins, walked out, got into his vehicle, and drove away.
God! Do you even call the cops after that? Like,
no.
I wouldn't.
No.
Well, somebody did. They called 911, and shortly afterwards, they found Edward, and he admitted he'd been at the Waffle House just to steal some napkins.
Okay.
Air guns. Air guns in the air.
When authorities told him it wasn't a crime to take napkins, but it was a crime to scare everyone into thinking they were being robbed.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's the crime.
Edward just said, quote, "Oh, my bad. I was high and drunk, so that's probably why that happened."
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Do you want to take my weapons?
Edward was then charged with unarmed robbery, which I didn't even know was a charge.
Me either.
This next laser story is out of the fine, fine world of fine art.
Ooh, I like it here.
It's no secret that social media platforms struggle with blocking nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know,
it seems like they miss all the stuff that they intend on catching and then flag all the posts that aren't even pornographic.
Right. Duh. That works out.
But
internet's fun.
Also the issue of nudes in the world of fine art and whether they should also be censored.
Oh.
Why
like,
would
like
you
a
censor them?
Picture.
It's paintings. I mean, like, literally, you would have to censor the entire Renaissance period.
Yeah, everyone was naked.
Well, exactly. That's why a group of museums in Vienna, Austria is fed up with being flagged on Instagram and TikTok.
I bet.
And so they did something drastic. For all their century-old nude paintings, they just created an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Dude, no it's a genius way to get people interested in art.
Oh my gosh.
A spokesperson for the city's museum said, quote, "Vienna and its art institutions are among the casualties of this new wave of prudishness."
Mm.
And that's why we decided to put the capital's world-famous explicit artworks on OnlyFans, and people are loving it.
Okay.
Boom, yeah!
Sign me up for Michelangelo.
Many of the nude pieces have already generated quite a following, and even one museum's getting creative with the whole thing by seeking donations in exchange for fine art foot pics.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Meaning they'll Photoshop some wet socks onto a nude print if you donate $100 or more.
That's awesome. I love it.
This next laser story is out of Strange Central. No one out there wants people to think that they're creepy.
Are you guys down to do any shrooms?
There's pretty much no upside to having that label.
No.
So a new study out of Knox College in Illinois asked 1,300 people to name the creepiest things we all do in social situations.
Okay.
Ooh. Here's the top five. Number five, asking personal details about someone's family that you don't even really know.
Yeah. Calm down.
I would agree with that.
Number four is asking a complete stranger to take a photo of them.
Oh, I don't think that's
why
weird.
Is that weird?
What?
Like,
yeah.
That's what people do all the time at, like, tourist sites and stuff. Sometimes I even offer.
What?
When I see people take it. Like, I was at the pumpkin patch, and there was this mom, like, taking a selfie. I'm like, oh, I can take that for you?
No.
Take a picture of someone. Like, hey,
can I
photograph you right now?
Okay.
The sunset's so nice.
Got it.
I didn't understand.
I'm like, I love that.
Okay, that is weird.
Number three is constantly steering the conversation towards sexual stuff.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
That's me. I think I do that.
I think we all do that. Yeah. Number two is touching people too much.
Yeah. I don't do that.
I've had a couple dentists. Really creepy, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, two different dentists. They wouldn't stop. Like, they just touch your arm when they talk to you. They touch. It creeps.
Everything but your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. I'm like, what are you doing?
They could
be
elbow deep in Brooke's mouth and she's cool, but like a little bit of a fingernail on her.
It's
on her
weird,
chin.
Man.
It's like,
that's
don't touch me.
And the number one creepiest thing someone can do, according to this new survey, is watching someone for a while before you interact with them.
Okay.
Yeah, there's songs about those creeps.
Yeah.
A few things that finish just outside the top five are standing too close to people, never looking them in the eye, and also having greasy hair.
What?
Yeah, so greasy hair is sketchy.
Yeah.
It is.
You need to use dry shampoo. Okay.
I do. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying.
I shower. 100%
guaranteed. No creep factor with this guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's great.
He will never look you directly in the eyes. And you'll just never see him sneak up behind you either. That means the Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.